Julian, you grew up in Cambridge and you've also seen homelessness from the political side of things. How do you think that being homeless and the number of people being homeless in Cambridge has changed, say, I don't know, maybe over the last 10, 20 years?
I think it's in some ways actually hard to say because we don't see a lot of the homelessness. We don't see people who are sofa surfing, for example, who are staying on somebody's sofa and then moving around, and they often fall then into some of the sort of more visible street homelessness. And I think there's a real issue that people don't really understand the causes of homelessness. People think it's just about not having somewhere to live. It's actually much more profound. It's about often people with chaotic lifestyles or about people who've had particular crises. We're all not that far away from a crisis that could lead to us not having a stable housing. And that's one of the things that I've been trying to do is to provide the support for people. A lot of it's about mental health, actually. When you talk to homeless and ex-homeless people, support for mental health issues, which are far too prevalent among people who are homeless, support to rebuild a life, to get into employment, are actually incredibly important.
Because there seems to be different sets of homeless, doesn't there? We hear a lot about the military, people who have come out of the forces. There was a gentleman, I think, was reported locally recently, then, as you mentioned, mental health, and then people who, for whatever reason, might be as simple as falling out with their partner and finding that they have nowhere to live. There's a whole collection of very different circumstances.
Absolutely. I think I'm right in saying that the number of military homeless has actually started to go down. That there has been a program over the last few years to try and tackle that. We do still see, you know, family breakdown, people who leave a home and don't have the resources to sort something else out. We see people with mental health crises and a range of other things. And for some people, it's simply affordability problems, particularly someone like Cambridge. And part of the thing is that if you want to try to tackle homelessness, I've done a lot of work with organisations locally and nationally on that, you have to really understand the right causes to work out what it is you can do that will help. It's not just providing a shelter for the night, though that is fantastic, I've done a lot to support that. It is that much longer term interaction with people to help people to rebuild a life.
Some people say that Cambridge maybe attracts the homeless because both of the wealth within the city, by that I mean, of course, you know, people being generous of nature, and if they have the money, they might help somebody who's homeless, and also the students who would also usually would be disposed to helping the homeless in by donation or some other form. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly people who come here who don't have connections, but there are people who move around to a whole range of different places. In general, places that are a bit warmer, a bit less rainy, tend to attract more people.
Like Cambridge, of course.
for fairly obvious reasons. Yes. But it is very much what we expect. And we do see people who've had very, very long-standing connections with Cambridge who are in Cambridge and homeless. And it really is a very interesting experience. But, you know, I think it's quite interesting for people to get involved to actually talk to some of the people who've been through this. And there are some people who are particularly ex-homeless who are incredibly articulate about how the system works, how one could change it. If you spend time at Jimmy's or Winter Comfort, where I volunteered, you know, you really begin to see that very complex picture.
And what about government's role in all of this? Is this, it's probably a problem for both to solve, local government, national government?
Absolutely. It's something which does need attention at all of those levels. And it does frustrate me sometimes when you see people sort of slightly passing the buck and saying, well, it's their fault. No, it's their fault. This is something which we need to tackle as a country. It's the humane thing to do. Just like we should be trying to help refugees who desperately need help, we should be helping people who are homeless. We need to be providing the right level of support for them. And I think that's critical. Some of that is national, about making sure that there is housing, that there is support for mental health, there is support for skills training. Some of that is local, to make sure that local provision is there as well. But you need so much work because, I mean, homeless people, you know, obviously vary like anyone else in terms of what the causes are. But for some people, it is quite entrenched. It can be very, very hard to help them to deal with the systemic problems. If you look at people who were abused as children, who were in the care system, disproportionately homeless, you know, that says to me that there's a lot of work to do.
And is it fair when people point fingers and say, oh, it's this government's policy or that government's policy, whatever colour that party might be?
I don't think there's a government that I've seen that's really tackled it to the level that it needs to be. In 2010, when I was standing for election, we did a couple of hustings about homelessness, and there was a big problem with homelessness then. There's a big problem with homelessness now. There was 5 years ago. I'm sure, you know, 10 years ago, there probably will be in 5 years. And I think the sort of political shenanigans around it are not helpful. What's needed is real work to engage with the real problems.